there talking to our rangatira, Ruben Taipari. He joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Ruben. Thank you very much for joining us again this afternoon.
Hi, tēnā koe, Claudette. Me tuku aroha mo te whānau pane. Me tōna whānau, te tangata kua mate. Aroha nau mo te whānau whānau o Tamaki Makaurau anō hoki me te wehenga roa mo tātou, no haumaru ki te kāinga, ki te tāone hoki, nā reira kia kaha kia mā kia mana wanui.
Me tuku mihi anō ki a koe, Ruben, and part of the Tokerau, Te Tai Tokerau border control, then how are you finding, what are you discussing as we move into the opening of the border here in Tamaki Makaurau and Wailau whānau around the Motu are asking for those that do whakapapa to other areas to stay home? Are you gearing up ready for an influx into the area?
I've always said, Claudette, that 20 months ago and to this day I stand by it, we want our whānau to come home. I don't want our whānau to get locked down there forever and who knows when and be dictated to. I've always worked hard for our whānau to come home. So that's still my stance. I still want our whānau to come home. It's just that safe process. And my personal view is that I believe Tamaki Makaurau, the majority of it, has done the best that they can. They're at 91%, 81% double vaccinated. Our Māori ratios are still low, but we're trying our best that we can do. And it's just about respect and supporting each other for us to come back and connect to each other. So that's my personal stance. I don't want these borders to stay up indefinitely or to just persecute against our whānau for them to come back. I've always wanted them to come back. It's about doing it with that high priority of health and safety that I have been trained and instilled in as a safety officer, as a person who have led hikoi and had no casualties, as a person who has led occupations and all those types of activities. And our safety of our people is at my utmost concern. But that's where I've always pushed. I want our people to be safe when we come back together. And that's where I stand right now today as well.
Vaccinations will continue in the up north as well. It is true to say that we are working hard, that we are trying our best to get our vaccination rates up. And in fact, you know, if we have to compare ourselves, there's actually more Pākehā who are unvaccinated than Māori, apparently, according to the Ministry of Health.
Okay, I'm not too sure what that is. I know that our statistics need a lot, our ratios need a lot more work. And how we do that connection, how we make that reconnection, still got a lot of work to do. We've still got a lot of planning and discussing. We're working with, we've got a new legislation. Though I would have carried on doing my mahi regardless of legislation or not. And we've got some things in our cupboard or in our corner that we can help us to make this reconnection, that we can choose or we can decide how to best create better, safer borders and better, safer checkpoints and better, safer community connections again. I know our whānau up here have got a lot of concerns. Our whānau living in the kāinga, where they've had the luxury of having strong checkpoints, hard borders to protect them. And now that our borders are going down, now that our checkpoints are going down or are being opened, they're all, now that the anxiety levels are through the roof again. But hey, that's our responsibility that we have to get on board as well. We've been hiding behind our borders and checkpoints for so long that we're still blasé about getting vaccinated here in the kāinga. And we're talking like we have the luxury of deciding whether or not we get vaccinated. If we don't get vaccinated, then we need to have a really strong plan how to protect ourselves here in the kāinga if we choose not to vaccinate. I'm not a vaccination Gestapo. All I want to do is make sure that our families are safe and get our families to come home again, not as fast as we can, but as safe as we can.
kapai for that. Can you also too just clarify for us or just confirm for us? It does say in Pākehā media that one of the people working in the board on the border has tested positive for COVID. Is that one of the Tai Tukurau border control whānau?
No, that is not. That is a border statement for them to make. It would be in the Pisa Hana border, but we don't operate on that border. That's Ngāti Whātua region. And so Ngāti Whātua Anthony Thompson would have better communications around that subject.
Well, we wish them all the very best too. Look, we spoke to our whānau down in Murukaikuru, Shelley Bay in Wellington, and they were to have been issued with a trespass order. They're protecting their moana and their whenua down there. How are our whānau in Morangai? How are they doing up there where you are?
Ah, kia ora, he kaupapa no, engari, ko te mahi kaitiaki, it's all the same mahi, and what we're doing down here on our occupation at Morangai is to protect and defend our whenua and our pohutukaua that got damaged, and our whānau are here. We're all just about to sit down and have dinner together. We're going to have a hui. We've been meeting all week, ever since the police threat that we were going to get evicted. It's been a very intense 8 days since then, because we've realised that we need to get serious, that this is an occupation, it's not a holiday. We need to work together to make our community a safer place. There's a lot of issues that's affecting our community. We've got drug problems, we've got meth problems here. Our people are getting beaten up on the streets right in front of us, and we're trying to look after our tamariki, both mentally and physically. There's a lot of issues down here, and Morangai here is the front line for that issue. We're right down here trying to come up with a miracle cure. But I can say that our family here are strong. We're independent. We're self-sustainable. We don't need any iwi or government or anybody like that to come down here. We're looking after ourselves, and that's the amazing thing about our occupation, Claudette, is that this is true tino ranga tino tanga in essence.
Thank you so very much for joining us for a quick update, Ruben. We thank you very much for your generosity of time. Me tuku mihi ki a koe te rangatira.
Ai, kia ora tatou.
That is Ruben Taipari, who joins us from the north. He is working the front lines at the Te Tai Tukurau border control. We've got to keep in touch with our whānau doing the hard yards out on the road.